Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So a recent medical headline read, "Taking a multivitamin won't help you and might even be dangerous to your health." Now, before believing the sensational hype, we're going to ask ourselves the investigational questions: who, why, how, and what? And I think we will all soon discover that sensational headlines are often conclusions from poorly designed, biased research. Asking these four simple questions can really help to reveal the truth behind scary medical headlines. I believe this is so important for everybody to be able to do this. You know, when you read a newspaper article, you do this anyways, right? You ask, well, who is the article about? What were they doing? Where did it take place? You know, these are normal things that we do reading anything or even watching any news report. And I want to start doing that. I want my listeners to start doing that when it comes to the sensational, very scary medical claims that you'll hear, especially about supplements. What? Over the past 2 years, I think I can count, right? I'm just thinking right now, about 5-6 clinical studies against supplements, you know, plastered all over the media with some pretty crazy headlines. And so, and I think it's going to get worse. I think there's an attack for a variety of reasons I should say, and there's this attack on the supplement industry, and so we need to be prepared. You know, we do believe that there's good solid evidence that backs supplementation, and so what I want to do is I want to teach you to ask these four simple questions anytime you hear a headline that sounds pretty sensational. So again, it's the who, the why, the how, and what of clinical research. The first thing you do whenever you hear some sort of sensational headline is you have to ask the question who, meaning who was studied. Now, to find these answers, all you have to do, most people have internet today, right? You just go to PubMed.com. That's PubMed.com. PubMed.com. It's free access to everybody. You can take that headline that you just read, for instance, and the one I read at the beginning, taking a multivitamin won't help, just type that in, and often it will give you the right choices of, or give you the right choice of studies to pull up. And when you click on it on PubMed, you'll get the abstract. So all of this information, the who, the why, the how, and what, of clinical research is right there on the abstract. You don't have to be a doctor to do all this stuff. It's very simple. So you go to PubMed.com, you search out that headline you just heard, you get that study, you pull up that abstract, and you ask who was studied. This is so important. And when you ask that, what you're really doing is you're looking for, did the researchers in this clinical trial use healthy people or did they use sick people? Did they use old people or did they use younger people? These kind of things are very important. So often you'll find in these negative studies against supplements that the people studied were very sick people. You know, let me give you an example. A couple years ago, there was a big report that vitamin E wasn't able to help heart patients. Turns out, when you asked the who of that clinical trial a couple years ago, they were studying people with class 2, class 3 heart failure. These are people who are already sick. And as a matter of fact, the pharmaceuticals that we use weren't even working anyways. And now you give them vitamin E and they don't get better. And then it becomes this big negative headline that vitamin E doesn't work for heart health. I mean, that's just silly. So asking who is very, very important. Again, healthy versus sick, old versus young. And you can find that usually within the first couple of sentences within that abstract on PubMed.com. The second question that you need to ask is, why were they studied? You know, questions like, were they studied to prevent illness in healthy people, like a true prevention study? Or was the study to prevent more sickness, like a second heart attack in sick people? Why were they doing this study? And often what you'll find, again, is that sick person, the who, and trying to prevent further illness, the why. you're setting those supplements up for failure when you really think about that. I mean, take people with class 3 heart failure. These are sick people. You know, many of them have symptoms even at rest or with very little exertion. They can't breathe. They have lots of swelling. They really can't get around. The medications aren't working well. Their heart function is way down. I mean, these are sick people. And giving them something like vitamin E to see if you could stop the progression on to, say, class 4 heart failure, which is the worst one, or maybe into a heart attack or something like that, you're asking vitamin E to do something that not even the strong chemical pharmaceuticals can do. So again, first, who was studied, and then why were they studied? And with the supplement, with these anti-supplement studies, you will often find that they're sick people and they're trying to prevent further illness. Third question that I want you to ask is, how were they studied? Again, you can find this all right in the abstract on PubMed.com. How were they studied? There's two basic ways to look at people in a clinical research protocol. You can either do it what is known as prospectively, which is the best way to do it. You're looking at them into the future. You're testing them forward, or retrospectively, which is not the best way to do it. Usually, when you see the word retrospective analysis in that PubMed abstract, that usually means they took some other study that really wasn't even, that was studying something totally different than what these researchers are wanting to do, and they're looking backwards at the data. They're not being proactive about it, if anything. They're being retroactive about it, and we don't like that. We don't like that in our everyday life. Same thing with clinical research. The other thing is, you want to look at, were they being subjective or were they being objective? Were they actually measuring something in somebody's bloodstream, like cholesterol levels, which is the best thing to do? Or were they being, that would be objective, or were they being more subjective about it? Were they just doing surveys or dietary surveys where they just talk about how much food they ate or what kind of foods they ate over the past month or something? So here you have prospective versus retrospective, and you want to see a prospective study, subjective versus objective. And most of these anti-supplement studies are going to be the subjective kind, where they're doing surveys. And then also ask yourself, how does the conclusion that this sensational headline is coming from, how does it match up with other similar studies? Recently, it came out that fish oils don't help prostate cancer and may even increase risk of prostate cancer. That was just a couple months ago. Well, when you look at all the other fish oil cancer studies, specifically prostate cancer studies, there are a lot of them that conclude that fish oils are good for prostate cancer, even before, as in reducing risk and even helping to treat the cancer. So you have to look at, how does that conclusion, this sensational headline, match up with what's out there? Now, there you may need the help of a doctor or a friend who's in research who can maybe look that up for you, but it's not that hard given the internet today. So those three questions right there, we got one more to go. So we have, who was studied? Healthy versus sick, old versus young. Most of these anti-supplement studies are going to be sick, older people. Number two, why were they studied? Was it to prevent disease in healthy people, or was it to prevent more sickness in sick people? And then how were they studied? Was it like a survey? Lastly, what did they study? Was it a whole food supplement versus an extract? Was the dose correct? And these are kind of things you can find out at lifeextension.com. Did they use the right dose of fish oil or vitamin C or vitamin E? Often you will find they didn't. Usually a bad product at a low dose in sick people, and they get these bad responses, and that's where these sensational headlines come from. So we all can do this. Who, why, how, and what of clinical research? Don't believe the hype until you do your own search into those questions. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.